All right. Are we ready for this?
Yes, I do believe we are.
All right. Gordo, this is your idea.
Yeah, so I figured we would try to call Donnie's wife for, because this is their Valentine's Day. Today is. Doing it a day early to get ahead of the crowds. Not going to go out to eat tomorrow night. You're going to do it tonight. And you don't know what to get her.
I have no idea.
So this is what you're getting her. How many husbands this Valentine's Day will call their wives live on the ticket, America's most premier sports station?
I know. It sounds like a great gift to me.
This is a unique gift.
So on the phone line right now, we do have...
Uh-oh, she's already on?
Yes.
Okay, let's hang back, Junior.
Okay. Hello, Yolanda. Hello. This is her gift to me. By ignoring me like she always does.
I'm getting the message.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll try again.
Okay.
She's not taking your
call?
What
if she's so mad? What if she caught up on the app?
Possible.
Huh.
And said...
You mean to call her on the air?
Here, get her phone number up here.
Okay.
What if she caught up on the app and she didn't like our baseball hot sports opinions? She's all for the new rules. And we're not...
There you go.
Okay.
This sounds like it's going to be a fake bit whenever I hear the dial tone and dialing.
I know.
Like we're calling Ed Carter's sports hotline.
Okay.
Like what is she doing right now to where she's not answering the phone and I'm not here?
Now hit go. Is that right? I think that works.
What are we doing here? Is she already on? Hello?
Hey, reminder, next week is ticket stock at the Plano Center. Hope to see you out there Friday, Emmett Smith, Saturday, the Time Wasters, Roundtable Fun, Panel Rooms, a Freak Show, Tyler Sagan.
I need it all nine.
We're going to have a great time at ticket stock next week, Friday and Saturday. For complete details, you can go to theticket.com.
I really don't know how to operate the phones if you have to dial nine or not.
It is a little weird. There we go.
All right.
That should call, right?
Oh, dear. What the hell?
Did I mention it's Ace Hardware ticket stock 2020?
You did not.
Thanks to our title sponsors, Ace Hardware. You're also listening to the number one candidate for the emergency break of the week this week.
It's called live, buddy. Live.
I don't think Gordon knows how to operate the phone.
That's okay.
What was wrong with Fernando dialing it up?
We could do Fernando dialing up. I don't think it's as good.
Look, Fernando's used to getting people on the phone for the show. Let Fernando do it.
All right.
Yeah, that ain't working.
You don't know how to operate the
Fernando
phone inside the studio.
All right. Watch
Fernando,
it.
I give you permission to call my wife.
What are you wearing right now? Ooh, interesting. What are granny panties?
Hello.
Oh, there she is. Hello, Yolanda.
She's pissed.
Hello, husband.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
What are you doing?
I am getting ready for work. I'm about to leave and go to the office.
That's what she's wearing.
I'm not going to do that. So, we just had a segment, this last segment, about Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So, we've had a ton of Valentine's Days together.
All right.
And that almost suggests that we've kind of both run out of gift ideas for Valentine's Day. Now, you know me, and you've been knowing me for a long time. And
makes,
I'm not the flower and candy given type of dude.
No, you are not.
See,
she's been about that.
Because I do feel that's the one thing that is not the thought. Because it's so easy.
But you know what? You kind of went out on that one because women like flowers, but I just have come to the realization that you are not that guy, so I'm okay with it.
Well, it sounds like she wants flowers.
Yeah, she wants flowers, Donovan. Do that for her.
Because Donovan was saying women like flowers at the office. Donovan sends flowers to the house.
See, Donovan, you're missing the whole point of the flower deal. The flower deal is for... others to see how much you love her.
I know, but she normally works from home.
Yeah.
Here recently.
Well, that's a problem then. Is it, can you find some place to office out of tomorrow?
No, I'm going to the office a few days, but yeah, but he would miss the days I'm going into the office, and he sent him to the house, so no big deal. You know, that doesn't work that way.
But you would be okay if he like sent you flowers next week while you were at the office, right?
Yeah, because it would be like, I guess it would either be a big joke of your husband missed Valentine's Day, or it was a just because flowers.
Well, that's why, this is what you do. All right, don't listen, Twig. Don't listen right now.
Okay.
So, Donovan, what you do is next week you send flowers to her office place.
Okay.
To her workspace.
All right.
And on the card you put on there, hey, I know I got you flowers last week too, but I don't want to just send flowers on Valentine's Day. You mean just as much to me this week as you meant last week.
I'm going
to
start sending them every day.
That's a player move right there.
Yes! She even, first of all, she disobeyed and listened to me.
She did,
and I'm pissed about that.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, she's exactly right. That's a player move. See?
So we're going out to dinner tonight.
Correct.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
And I'm going to dress up.
Yes, we have a double date.
All right. So we're doing that. So now, since Valentine's Day is tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
What are the expectations for, let's say, dinner tomorrow?
You know what? We are so simple that we could probably order a pizza on Friday and be fine.
There you go.
All right.
And it sounds like she means it. No, I can tell. She means it. Yes. She actually means it.
Yeah, we really could do a drive-through or a pizza, and I would be fine with that on Friday. Yes.
Because tonight is the show.
Yes.
We're That's
having a,
right.
We're having a really nice dinner tonight. So, yes, I will be fine with anything on Friday.
Now, as far as the gift giving goes tomorrow, are we expecting anything?
No, not really.
Oh, that's okay.
That's tough.
Now, you don't believe that. Yeah, you don't believe that at all, do you, Dr. Detroit?
Yeah, let me throw my code reader on this one here.
Right.
Yeah, so what she means is she would actually like a gift.
Okay.
If you surprised her with something that was sweet that showed how thoughtful you were, then
but
yeah.
I really didn't. He didn't ask me what I wanted, but we're so far behind on gifts. And like, as far as like anniversaries and Valentine's Day and, you know, birthdays, because we don't always say, hey, I want this, unless it's something specifically we say, okay, for my birthday or for anniversary, I want this. So we're kind of, because we've been together so long, and that's kind of, sometimes it can be sad, but we kind of know each other. If it's something I really want, then I say, okay, hey, for this, I want this. But if I don't get a gift, then I'm not being out of shape. I'm really not.
Is there something that you want?
I think I want this cookbook, which is very terrible, but...
Write this down.
Donovan, he grabbed his pen and is writing this down. What's the name of it?
It's Cooking with Miss Quad. I think I want this cookbook. You can order it online. So see how simple? It's on Amazon, Donovan.
Cooking with Miss who?
Quad, Quad.
Hey, that was my gift idea, Amazon.com.
There you go. All right, this is perfect, Donovan.
This is very helpful. I'm glad we did this because we haven't discussed this. Usually we will ask each other, hey, what do you want? Do you want something for this? And we haven't said anything about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We have not. What do you want?
I don't want anything, love. I just want,
you always say that.
I want you to love me more Friday than you did today.
Oh,
how about that?
Sweet.
How sweet was that?
So is this one of those deals tonight when you go out to your nice fancy dinner that afterwards you two may enjoy that most magical of human experiences? Or is it going to be one of those things of, oh, God, I ate too much.
Just farting all over the place and nothing romantic about that.
Oh.
I was just talking about me.
We do not tell that. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. No, that's not going to happen tonight, Gordon.
Oh. All right, this was great. I think we made a lot of progress. Have you ever been to Azle? That's a drop, and it just confused everybody.
I could hear the hamster in her head. What the hell was that? What do I say?
Thank you, Twig.
Bye.
Okay,
thank
love.
You.
Have a great day at work. I will see you tonight.
Too.
I'll be ready.
That was very confusing there at the end. All right, you need to stuff the cookbook down your pants and unveil it, you know, by unbuttoning and all that. I got your gift right here. And then you unbutton it, and there's cooking with this quad.
Instead of, right. Tell her there's one particular recipe that she needs to get to right now.
Turn to page 78.
Yeah. You'll know which page it is. It's got the big bookmark in between it right now.
It's a sausage recipe.
All right, it's 8:48 on the ticket. Coming up next, let's talk about the weirdness of the college basketball season.